The cities of Tijuana, Mexico, and San Diego, California share a climate, a culture, a border, and soon, a new bridge. It's been in the works for more than 20 years, but construction has finally begun on a pedestrian walkway that will connect Mexico's Tijuana airport with a customs office just across the border in San Diego, allowing airline passengers to travel in both directions. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Adrian Florido from the Fronteras Desk at KPBS explains that the bridge that spans two countries could mean for parties on both sides of the border.
The Tijuana airport sits up against the international border fence. Many San Diegans traveling to Mexico cross the border to fly out of Tijuana. Bob Lowell and Lori Parks did that recently. They chose Tijuana's airport over San Diego's for a recent trip to Cabo.
So price-wise, it was about 40% cheaper to fly out of here, which seemed totally worth it.
They planned to return on a Sunday. But because that's when many weekend visitors return, I warned them the wait to cross back into San Diego would likely be hours.
Nope.
You're not giving me much
hope.
Isn't the point of this saying it's like an easy thing to do? Like you're talking us out of it right now.
But soon, Parks' problem won't be a problem. Here at the airport, workers are building a 525-foot pedestrian bridge that's going to go right over the border fence and connect to a customs station soon to be built in an empty field on the San Diego side. Airline passengers will be able to cross in both directions.
It has been a very long time coming, but it is very, very welcomed.
Cindy Gomper-Graves directs the South County Economic Development Council. Her predecessors first started exploring the feasibility of a cross-border terminal more than two decades ago. To find out how many U.S. travelers were using the Tijuana airport, they drove around its parking garage.
Looking at license plates and seeing how many U.S. license plates there were and doing it time and time again, you could figure out an average of about 300,000 people were using the Tijuana airport a year.
They figured they could drive up that number, and thus cross-border tourism, if they could just cut out the long border waits. That led to some pretty grand ideas, like a terminal that would allow planes to taxi on both sides of the border. The most recent project, though, has been in the works since 2009. It's funded by private U.S. and Mexican investors. They've been gathering the mounds of permits needed to build a bridge spanning two countries. They've also been working out other logistics, like how to pay for the customs agents who will be stationed on the U.S. side.
Y nosotros estamos estimando terminar la obra total.
Guillermo Villalba directs the Tijuana airport. He says the cross-border bridge should be done by the middle of next year and operational by the end of the year. The bridge will only be available to ticketed travelers, and they'll have to pay a fee to use it, both of which will ensure a minimal wait to cross the border.
Pero este cruce fronterizo al aeropuerto Tijuana une a dos fronteras.
But Villalba says the bridge is about much more than cutting border wait times. He says it's about sending a message that the border region is prosperous and safe. Indeed, backers plan to use the bridge to attract more business to the border region. Companies like Sony and Sanyo have factories in Tijuana and warehouses in San Diego. They send executives to oversee operations from Asia. The hope is that making it easier to cross the border might attract more of them.
Taxi San Diego, la línea.
Of course, the project will also have losers. Here, outside the airport, taxi drivers compete for customers. Luis Ramirez says the majority of clients ask to be taken to one of the two existing border crossings. He expects most of that business to be wiped out once the new bridge is complete. That casualty points to a lingering criticism of the cross-border terminal, that it won't really benefit Tijuana. The mayor himself has made this point, saying the benefits to his city aren't clear, since the bridge will give travelers a direct shot into San Diego, allowing them to avoid Tijuana altogether. But Guillermo Villalba, the airport's director, says he's convinced the cost to his city will be far outweighed by the benefits.
Una de ellas es poner a Tijuana en el mapa mundial.
He says the cross-border terminal is going to put Tijuana on the world map, attracting investment, tourism, and economic development that will benefit not only Tijuana, but the state and the entire border region. For Here and Now, I'm Adrian Florido in San Diego.